I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Because I was going to ask you to help. I got two questions now. I was going to ask you to help me move a big piece of furniture later on in the show, after the show. Can you do that for me?
I think so.
Let me ask you again later in the show. This is bigger here. Speaking of grifts and speaking of things that are on the internet, I got to know some here. So a guy named Dustin who listens to the show, he sent us a tweet. I thought it was a gag. I swear to you, I thought it was a gag. I got to know if this is real. He posted a picture of his newborn son. And it said, "Welcome Kenneth Anthony to the world."
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote, "What? Not Baker Chunt?" And he said, "I suggested Baker Nicholas, and the wife wasn't having it. I live in San Diego now." Twitter reactions brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, 825-08 on your scoreboard at home. He says, "I live in San Diego, and she has no idea who you guys are, and I jokingly suggested it, and she loved it." And I said, "Wait, this isn't real, is it?" Like, I congratulated him on his baby. But I was like, this isn't real, right? Now I'm kind of wondering if this is a real, because I thought it was kind of a play on, I have been a little critical of guys older than Baker Mayfield. Just be careful naming your kid after a quarterback who plays for the Cleveland Browns right now, man.
Well, I would say that about naming your kid after anybody.
So
like your primary reason, I'm always nervous about that, especially today.
Oh, I'm okay with it.
When, what happens if you say, "Oh, I named them after OJ," and then OJ does what OJ does. And it seems like today now.
There's OJ McDuffie here, just move it over.
Well, yeah, if you want to do that, you can. But
OJ Howard.
Know, once the story's out, the story
OJ
is
Santiago.
Out.
OJ Santiago.
So that's the problem with that.
Yeah, but I can change the story. That's the beauty of it. I can change the story. I can absolutely change the story. My buddy Danny's named after Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Marino has had a little bit of an up and down past after mm-hmm. his playing career. Wouldn't you say? I don't blame my buddy Danny for being named after Dan Marino. Dan Marino was in the throes of a career by the time my buddy Danny was born.
I'm just thinking, have you... Might be always good to have a few different reasons to name somebody what you're naming them, not just after one celebrity or one D-list celebrity or two D-list celebrities.
Well, that's the thing. Kenneth Anthony does roll off the tongue, does it not?
I do. I like the name. Yeah.
Kenneth
I actually
Anthony
do like
does
it.
Sound good.
Because I never liked my name. I never, either did the station, apparently. I never liked my name at all. I think, do people love their names? Like, do you ever meet anybody who's like, "I love my unique name. I'm Gerard. I absolutely love Fabio."
Oh, there's people who love their names.
Because I did not like my name ever growing up. Ever, 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 ever.
Anthony Lima?
I just hated it. I hated it. I hated the last name. I didn't really get bullied so much, like maybe in third grade. Like, "Oh, Lima. Lima beans."
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was always the thing. Lima beans.
I was Carmen, and I still am. Were people I did traffic my first like year in radio, my first year in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people who thought it was like helicopter. Like they thought it was the same thing.
Because you were the car man.
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever get asked going into the business to change your name or anybody suggest it?
Hell no. It's a pretty good name for like for those type of purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? You would think so. Anthony Lima, like that. What's your name, Earl? How do you pronounce your last name? Is it French?
My last name is Maldon.
Maldon?
Maldon.
I've been saying Maldin.
But I used to get teased for my name all the time.
Why?
My first name is Earl. I used to say like Earl the girl that wear white pearls and all this other crazy stuff.
Well, is any of that true?
That wear white pearls.
That's a big negative, Anthony.
How old are you? 77?
Yeah.
Well, who that's said what you. That rhyme?
But
that.
And I'm like the sixth Earl in my family.
Well, it's a Earl's not a bad name.
Are you going to keep it going?
Name. Absolutely not.
You're done with it. You're.
Well, I have girls, so. Uh-oh.
That would have been really weird if you kept it going with the girls in the family.
Earl Ann doesn't sound good.
No.
Earl May? No, that ain't good. My dad was not thrilled that I said I wasn't going to name my son after him or after me.
Luigi says, my name is Luigi. What do you think? I guess you could short it to Lou.
Why did that strike me so
bad? I know.
Lawrence says, what about naming your dog Baker? Name your dog. You name your dog whatever you want.
But you can always change the name of the dog, too,
you can
right?
always change the name
Because they're
of
not
the dog.
Responding to their names. No. They're responding to the intonation well, and the way what, you say their names,
that's
right?
That's what you say, I guess. I'm not sure if that's true. Like Sam, we have a dog named Sam. His original name was Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
When we got him, he was just a you know, puppy, and they named him Shadow. I'm like, I don't like that name.
Do we
Get
know
rid of that name? He's my dog. I'll name what I want. No, I said Sam's a great name for a dog. Boom, there it is, Sam.
Did I just spew misinformation? Like I've always thought that animals just respond to the way you say their name.
Well, you've been over here
saying
that Enes Kanter is a grifter, so I'm sure that we can just throw that log onto the fire if you really want to.
You know what? I think he's becoming a grifter. I think he realizes how much exposure he's getting, and now it's getting worse, but yet he had the chance to talk to LeBron, and he refused to, which that kind of seems well, like you have alternative methods.
You can't do it on a basketball court. You get thrown right out of there.
You know what it was rumored what those guys said about LeBron?
Wait a minute. I want to go back to talking dogs.
Well, you brought that up because we never talked about that, how the guys in the front row got kicked out of the game.
Well, I had a feeling of what they said.
No,
which was not repeatable for the radio.
What people said is they
or in society.
Well, I saw a lot of people go, "Really, LeBron? You have thin skin. How could you want these guys
popping out of his head right now?
Kicked out of the game?
Yeah, we cannot at all. Bitch.
You can't say that on a court side.
Oh, then I must. I don't know that we think that they said the same thing. I had heard that they were saying things about LeBron's kids and what they wanted to happen to his kids.
Oh, that's still not good.
But that it wasn't good either. With that.
Well, so there's other reports.
Well, it was tied in. What he said, what they said about the kid, and
was it racial?
Other, part of it, and then the other
the
part
you guys,
was about.
Well, it was Indianapolis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Ken.
Ken's got a point.
See, I have to make the voices and the noises because Owen isn't there, and I can't just expect Earl's doing a good job, but I can't just expect him to do that type of thing. You understand?
And now Howie W says, "Well, what do you guys think? My last name is Wank." Are these real?
That guy tweets at me like 80 times a day. I think so.
PJ says, my last name is Costanzo. My football coach told me in fourth grade that Costanza is going to stick with me, and boy, was he right.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
Those football coaches are always right.
Jim in Strongsville says, Slima, Totino, Lima. I thought it was Lima when I first heard of you, when I first read your name. Joe Lull, when the station got, I was following Joe Lull. And Joe Lull said, my friend Anthony Lima in Syracuse, and I'm like, who is that guy? I heard of that guy before. And I thought you were Anthony Lima because of Jose Lima. It's Lima time. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to get that from time to time.
I've had my last name spelled a bunch of different ways.
Yeah, I can see that.
But still, I gotta know if this is real. I'm going to have to see the birth certificate to see if this kid's actually named Kenneth Anthony. Because if this kid's name's Kenneth Anthony, I don't know what I'm going to be able to leave. He's got to be in my will somehow. If you're willing to name your kid after a guy on the radio, two guys on the radio, we got to leave him something. Toenail clippers?
We still have those, golf, I think. Although you might need help moving them.
Ed in Bay Village, hello.
Hello, Ed.
Oh, congratulations on all your success, Ed.
Yeah, well, I used to love my name, too, until all those medicine commercials. And I was like, oh, got ED? Oh, that's great.
Wait a minute. Someone really put the word Ed in there, or your name Ed in there with ED?
Well, look it up.
Like, if I were to come up to you and go, oh, erectile dysfunction, you'd think I'm the biggest idiot at work, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would think you're the biggest. Well, probably second to the biggest idiot at work. But you'd be an idiot.
Thank you. Continue. What were you going to say?
Well, you know, you talked about it earlier today. And
we talked about a lot of things earlier today.
I know.
You want to talk about Enes Kanter? We talked about that earlier today.
Well, you know, in tying in with that, you know, you talk about he's like dividing people. And I think it's about time you guys bring people together. And it's time to rekindle the fan bowl. It is time.
Tone, you want to answer that one, buddy?
Well, we need bowling weather. We need to have it outside, apparently. Company policy.
Come on, let's go. Mask up.
Ed, did you ever see Kingpin?
Yes.
Okay, go get one of the ones like he had when he was a kid where he's bowling outside. Apparently, we're not allowed to do anything right now. So.
I mean, listen, based on what was going on that day, there was a lot of disinfectant there. I think everybody was going to be fine.
I remember being so sweaty during all of those. We are working on something.
I had to get a ride home last time.
Thank you for the call, Ed. Hell yeah, you had to. You were ripped.
It's always fun and games, right? Oh, we get done with the bowling. Then it's like, hey, guys, come over here. You can do one shot. I'm like, well, you know, I'm driving home. No, you can do two shots, or you can do three. Well, if you can do three, you can do four. And I'm like, all right, now I'm Ubering home. Thanks.
Yep, now you got to get an Uber back to Parma in the morning.
Right.
Jameson in Indianapolis.
Speaking of.
In Indianapolis, hello.
Hey, so my parents named me after the whiskey. They got drunk and conceived me, so that's what they named me.
No, they didn't. Are you serious?
No, I totally made that up.
Okay, thank God.
Of course I made that up. But I'm calling because I have concern with everybody talking about 10-7 making the playoffs because I looked at all the schedules for AFC contenders, and there's really only one way the Browns can get in at 10-7, and that is if the Colts lose to both the Patriots and to the Cardinals, which those are great teams, so it you know easily could happen. But without that, if Cleveland loses almost every tiebreaker, but the Colts, you play the schedule game and you figure out what the records would be in conference.
Yes,
the Browns lose to basically everybody. I mean, the tiebreaker over the Broncos isn't going to matter because they're not going to be there. And if they beat the Raiders aren't going to be there either. But the Colts play the Raiders and the Jaguars as well, and I think they're going to roll both those. And so if the Colts beat either the Cardinals or the Patriots, they get to 10-7. In the East, you got to believe the Patriots and the Bills are both going to be 10-7 or better. In the West, very likely the Chiefs and Chargers will be 10-7 or better. So that's all the wild cards.
Yeah, Jameson, and then we'll just fold the team. We'll move the team to another city and we'll call it a career. What do you want? What, come on, J-Mo.
Hold on. Now, okay, Jameson, thank you very much for the call. I did hear Baskin and Phelps, and this thing's already gone to pot, so I might as well finish it off.
That's the third Phelps reference of the day.
I know. Well, that's now we just steal all our bits from them. Everybody stole it from us, and then we're out of ideas, and so we just decided to steal everything from Baskin and Phelps. We'll make Jeff Thomas do it coming up here at 9:00. So I was listening to them on Monday, and I did. I got a little bit of Baskin's listening, and he's probably going to get upset with me. He's like, do you feel any better about the Browns' playoff chances after this weekend? I'm sitting there washing my hands and go, hell no, I don't feel any better after the Browns after this weekend. The Browns got to win their own games. I don't care about any other team other than the Browns right now.
But the minute they beat Baltimore this weekend, then you're watching everybody.
Then you maybe can again, even though you're only 7-6 and you still need some things to go your way. I got to care about the Browns and the Browns only now. Like, the Browns have to win. I'm not talking about any other stupid playoff machinations at all. Other than when we do 7 in heaven and I'm talking about those teams. Other than that, I don't care about any of the other ones. Whatever the Colts are doing, whatever the Patriots are doing, the Bills, whoever it might be, I don't care. I got to focus on the Browns because the Browns don't win on Sunday. That's it. You're 6-7. Forget about it.
Yeah, it's over. It is over.
Exactly. 216-578-0092. I mean, nothing against them, but I'm just – and they got what they wanted out of me. I had a visceral reaction listening to their show. I was like, what are we talking about? Hell no, I don't care about whatever any of the other teams did this weekend. I care about the Browns. And the Browns get ready for a game coming up on Sunday. We'll talk to one of the people that has to do with Baltimore and Bob Haney during Around the AFC North at 9.
And how much does Zion Williamson weigh? How many pounds? We'll have that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.